You know, it's hard to explain how it has a tie to ham radio. You know, you can dial the FBI network and get on the FBI network. You can dial into the Mecca. You can dial into a lot of different East Coast reflector. You can dial WT8X Aaron. He's got some audio feeds. You can dial 1024-24, and it'll give you a, for one, you know, for this, press one. For this, press two. For this, press three. And it's got a whole series of audio feeds that you can listen to. Again, I don't know how any of this really applies to ham radio directly, but what we're doing is, and then, like when Wally calls me directly on it, he could just as easily call my regular cell phone, and it would be indistinguishable. You know, so I don't know that there's an advantage, except for one's using data, and the other one's, I don't know, probably any more, same thing, but the key is eventually we're going to get this freed of the internet. We're going to get it on the MI6 network. And then, you know, if you, you know, get on the MI6 network natively at your home, now you've got this whole, you know, high-quality VoIP service, and it's detached from the public, you know, network, switch network completely. So we maintain it, and, you know, with all the hardening that we do at our sites, you presumably should have that working if everything else fails. And, you know, so I guess that's the tie-in once we get it detached from the internet. So right now we're just playing and having fun. The conferences and the bridges are a lot of fun. We'll get in it. We'll do a conference, you know, like there's a WAMAC conference. Last night we had about, oh, no, I'm sorry, we were on the Discord chat. But, you know, sometimes three or four of us will get on there, and it's just like a conference call, and we horse around with that a little bit. We do that mostly for recreational stuff, like when we're drinking and watching cat videos.